Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance neath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Bubba Show. What's going on as we come to the end of another week in the books. Another week older. Another week of no action. Another week of a crappy jobs report. What else could we look for? It's an amazing anomaly when we see the damage that the Federal Reserve is doing to the market, and nobody knows, nobody cares, nobody seems to get it. It's just me against the world, as the markets drift away. Prices drift away, earnings drift away, and we can't seem to get out of the rut that we're in. And of course, we will. This is not new. This is not different. This time is not different. We'll get through it again, and there'll be another big bust. And of course, we will see another recovery because the markets do, over time, go up 9% year over year. But they're going to have to flush out a lot of these weak companies that are in there right now. I mean, this bubble is no different than any other bubble. It's a bubble. This one is being created by the Federal Reserve, which the last few major ones were created by the Federal Reserve. You cannot continue to, you know, build up on false information. For example, the information that the Democratic Party is spewing out there about the creation of jobs over the tenure of President Obama. The creation of jobs has been ridiculous. And it's not me talking. It's not a political opinion. It's a mathematical fact. Okay? The mathematical fact is simple. We're gaining jobs in low-paying areas. So for every job we lose, we replace it with three or four. So tell me how the math works out. It doesn't work out very well, which is why our labor participation rate is at the lowest since 1973, which is why there's no money available to be lent to the average guy, which is why 47 to 50% of Americans are in some sort of entitlement program brought to you by President Obama. Now, again, you can look at it in any which way you want, but at the end of the day, those are simply facts. You can spin them any way you want, but the numbers don't lie. Only the people that report them do. So, excuse me, if we are willing to understand the truth, and the truth is very simple. The truth states that we have a bleak picture of jobs. Now, this is not the first go-round with the bleak picture. The problem with the picture we have now is it wasn't handled properly to help and get people ready for the change. Okay, I guess when he said change in his campaign, he meant it. But again, really, the change is simple. You know, as we switch over, you know, to the tech revolution, we'll call it. Okay, and this has been going on for a while, so this is ending, and there'll be something new. But you know, what happens is, and especially now, you have a bunch of people that are not equipped for the new deal, I guess we'll call it, the new setup, the new technology. I mean, for example, I couldn't get a job in technology. I wouldn't know what to do. I'm like, I can turn the damn thing on. But again, we are not totally prepared for this. So what's happening is we have a lot of people that were making a good living that are no longer in the making a good living category. They're probably not working almost at all and probably working more than one job. And as you know, and maybe you don't know, but when you start working more and you're making less, it's hard to be easily out there spending your money. You know, we sometimes forget how hard money is to come by. And, you know, if you've been, if you've had a pocket full of money before and you were able to spend it, not at will, but, you know, again, you bought what you need, you took care of the family, you did all the things you wanted to do, save for vacation, and, you know, again, and didn't have to worry and knew that you were still earning, you had money coming in, you know, you didn't think about it. You didn't think twice. You would do things. Well, once you've lost that and you have to go back and re-earn it, and then when you're re-earning it, it's harder to earn than it was before. All of a sudden, the things you would spend on, let's say, we'll call them frivolous, and they're not necessarily frivolous, but we'll say things, you know, the extra things we would buy, we're no longer buying because we realize how hard that money is to come by. So now you take a big chunk of the retail buyer out of the population because they're no longer interested in spending. And you tie in the fact that 15% of Americans have a negative net worth. You tie in that we've got, again, the lowest jobs participation rate. You tie in that we have the first-time home buyers continues to decline no matter what they say. You tie in the rest of the bad information, and what do you end up with? You end up with a position that is crappy. But yet, through it all, amazingly enough, the stock market has continued to climb. Now, that's all well and good. If we were all invested in the stock market, it'd be great. Okay. Unfortunately, we are not all invested in the stock market because a lot of us took it on the chin back in, you know, 08 and have never been able to get back in. A lot of us had to spend a lot of that money just to live. Now, again, that becomes a lot of the bigger problems, okay? Because when we don't have capital, okay, to spend, it means that the economy isn't being stimulated, which means that money isn't passing from you to me to the next guy, and so on and so forth. So what we have here is a mess. And again, it'll work itself out. But the real problem is when you do not allow markets to really find true price. Because, again, I give you a simple example. Okay. You go to a flea market and you see something you want to buy. Okay. The guy says he wants 10 bucks. You go, I'll give you five. And you'll haggle around back and forth. And eventually you might meet somewhere. And that would be a price discovery. That is the true value at that particular time. And, you know, when you buy a car, you haggle for price. You know, obviously, in most places other than grocery stores and department stores, we don't haggle because you pay the price. But, you know, in smaller independent retailers, you might. But you have to realize, okay, that true markets will always establish what the fair value of any product or any market is. And when you take away that opportunity, there has been companies that have been sued because it's called price fixing. Okay. So when you start to talk about price fixing, well, that's kind of what we have. Now, again, it's not quite price fixing, but it is a built-in floor of what they've done. And this is creating more damage because without the ability of true markets to trade and to discover true price, you never really get actual value, which is why we have a lot of devaluation of your currency, which is why we have a lot of breakdown in the system, which is why we have a lot of problems, because we do not have the true free market system right now. But it'll be back. Again, it's a matter of time. It's a matter of how we change. But in the meantime, this is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. Make sure that when you miss an episode, you go to libertytalk.fm. You can download the show every day, okay, as well as The Sporting Edge, which is tomorrow. In the meantime, we're going to step by here for a break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. I will be right back after the break. The Bubba Show. It's the time. Welcome back to The Bubba Show. It is Todd Bubba Horowitz. And, of course, you know, I'll tell you, I look at a lot of things going on. And, of course, I hate to find fault, but it's so hard not to find fault with many of the things that are happening in today's economy and in today's world. But, you know, it all leads back to, you know, leadership and the willingness to make decisions. But, you know, I find this election to be rather funky. You know, I've said it before. I find it interesting that this is the best we can do to bring together this. But what I really find now, and what I find kind of upsetting now, is the $400 million that was just paid for the recovery of the hostages, although they say it wasn't. You know, I think that we've become too soft, okay? Now, I am not an advocate of war. I'm not, you know, one of those. But I do believe that the United States of America has to defend its turf. I do believe we have to defend Americans. I do believe that because we are the strongest nation in the world, I do believe that we have to actually police the world. And I think we've let a lot of that go. And I think that we're seeing with many of the problems that are being caused today is because we've become soft. And I don't think, as the United States of America, we can afford to be soft. I think we have to put them down like the dogs that they are. I think that you cannot allow terrorism to fear people and to prevent them from enjoying and living their lives. You know, we've lost thousands and thousands of people when you go back and, you know, talking about 9/11. But, you know, you cannot repair the damage, but you can fix it going forward. And I think this is a lot of the mistakes that we're making now, is we are not the aggressor. And I believe that in this time, we need to be the aggressor. I believe in this time, we need to be to take charge and put the world back in order, because we're seeing all kinds of crazy stunts all over the place. And whether they're terrorists or not terrorists, when you start to allow one to function in that nature, it does lead to more. You know, you've heard of the old copycat, you know, things of that nature. And now we're seeing, you know, people that may be of some violent nature who see that we don't do much about it anyways, continue to go out there. And I think it's a tragedy that, you know, we've got enough issues to deal with on our own, okay, without outside influence. There's enough bad people right here in the good U.S. of A. that we can't get to. But certainly a group that is out to end the United States should be dealt with, and dealt with quickly, harshly, and I think, as I said, put down. I don't think that you can allow this to continue, because it creates too much turmoil. Now, one of the things we know, okay, is, you know, these problems really started to fester and become bigger after Saddam Hussein. Now, I am obviously no fan of Saddam Hussein. However, Saddam Hussein, when he was running Iraq, we didn't have these problems, because he was a killer. He was a bad guy. But he was one bad guy who could control all the bad guys there. And once we took him out, notice the timeline and the problems. Now, you know, sometimes your enemy can be at least your ally in certain things. So I think that when you took him out, you opened up this rat's nest of problems, because there's nobody there to stop him, because they don't care. I think this is an issue when you just don't care about life, about somebody else's life, you are more aggressive to do other things. And I think that is where many of the problems are found, is they just don't care. So if we're not going to care, then that creates a bigger problem, because it's harder to deal with people that have no fear about anything. Okay? And this is where we find many of our problems, is when nobody, when they don't care, they're going to just come after you like a dog. And we have not done what it is we're supposed to do. We have not put together the war or the power to take out the problems. And I think that will show you that this starts to escalate because of the way that we react. And I think you've noticed that in your life, if you've ever watched, children that are unruly, usually their parents don't give a crap, so they are just unruly because they can be. And, when there's nobody there to discipline you, and I think that's the issue that we're missing here, is the discipline that needs to go into all of this terrorism. Because, again, we can talk about business and we can talk about what's going on and we can complain, but the real complaint has to come back down to our safety, our nation, and our country. And unfortunately, we are not doing a very good job at the moment of taking care of those things. And until we do, I think it becomes a much rougher road for Americans wherever you go. And, you can talk about all the things you want. The bottom line is in today's country, the biggest single problem right now is terrorism. Okay. And until we can alleviate that and fix that, we're going to continue to have these types of problems, because overall, and until you fix it, it continues. And unfortunately, as the economy continues to weaken, and I'm talking about the world economy, as people continue to make less money, okay, well, what are you creating? You're creating a bigger problem, because when people are hungry and sick and tired and poor, they're going to go to where they can get something. And, again, I mentioned this before, but, ISIS is willing to reach out to anybody. They don't care. They'll take anybody who wants to seek and destroy. They'll take anybody who's willing to give their lives for Allah, right? So at the end of the day, it needs to be rectified. And, part of it has to be fixed through the economy, and part of it has to be fixed through sheer force, which is why I continue to say that we need to be the aggressor. Now, the generals and the advisors are agreeing that we need to be the aggressor, but the final decision is to be passive. And, again, you didn't see 9/11 coming, but we became a little tougher after that. But now we've once again become passive, and this is the same action that happens everywhere. When you become passive or complacent, you have troubles. Okay. In the violence world, you have more killings, you have more attacks. In the financial world, you have markets that collapse, because when complacency takes over, you end up with a much bigger problem. And that is the problem today, in my opinion, is we have far too much complacency pretty much across the board. And complacency breeds contempt. And of course, we all know what happens. We've seen it, we've watched it, and it needs to be resolved. And that is, that's my, let's call that my editorial for today. Anyways, this is The Bubba Show. This is Todd Bubba Horowitz. Make sure you check out BubbaTrading.com. We are resuming our hedging classes, and they're really banging along, and it's been a great period and a great lesson to learn. In the meantime, when you miss a show, you go to libertytalk.fm, and you can download the Bubba Show every day. We are going to step out of here for a break. We will be right back with more of the Bubba Show after the break. Todd Bubba Horwitz, the Bubba Show. We'll be right back.
Trust. For nearly four decades, that is the reputation Roberts & Roberts Brokerage has forged with their customers. Now, with their full e-commerce website, rrbi.co, it's easier than ever to buy or sell precious metals via Bitcoin or major credit card. Visit them online at rrbi.co or call 800-874-9760 to speak with an experienced professional today. Roberts & Roberts, when you're serious about precious metals.
What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here. The long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialdini, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got The Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report.
Welcome back to the Bubba Show. It is Todd Bubba Horwitz, and always glad to be here. Love hanging out with the crew. And, you know, I don't know. I'm a little disheartened, you know, at markets. I mean, that's where I make my living, and they've been very quiet and very passive and very complacent. And, of course, every time you turn around, there's more stimulus. There's more stealing from you and me. They don't call it stealing, but again, I've said this many times, every time they print money, really what they're doing is they're devaluing your currency. And of course, we saw the Bank of England lower rates for the first time, I think, in 5 years. And you know, the fit between the world now has become so far out of balance that, you know, of course, we are, the United States of America, is the greatest place in the world. It is the most stable. It is the best. And, of course, that's why our currency is a reserve currency. That's why our currency will remain the world currency, no matter what you might think or what you might hear. And don't let the fear mongers tell you differently. We are just too big and too powerful. But the problem is that when everybody gets out of whack and you continue to try to fight through it, you're kind of standing in quicksand. Okay? You can't go anywhere as hard as you try. And unfortunately, we don't have enough people that are doers. We have a bunch of people that believe in theory. Now, theory is all good when you're in the classroom. If you're a lawyer, moot court. You know, I mean, you can win all your courses. You can win all your cases in moot court, but what happens when you get to the real world, right? You know, life is never that smooth or that simple. And that is something that I find problematic and something that concerns me as an American, as a trader, and as a father and a grandfather. What bothers me is that we don't take care of our business. And, you know, we see the same things happen over and over again. And that would be financial destruction, because, you know, as sure as we're talking today on Friday, August 5th, 2016, there's going to be another market collapse. Okay. And it's not because I'm bearish or I'm whatever. It's because it's a mathematical certainty that eventually people take profits, the money runs out, and there's going to be a news item that's going to make people decide that they want to sell. So don't be alarmed. Don't be afraid. Just understand that it's going to come. But this is where every individual investor should learn to have A, protection, and B, be ready for the demise for a short period of time. Because we all know out there, there are many companies that are overvalued. There's many companies that probably shouldn't be in business. But yet, when times are good, if you happen to remember the internet bubble, you know, stocks are going up that made no money. And they're going up in lumps every day. And of course, we kept saying, well, this time is different. Well, it's never different. This is the point. It hasn't been different since the Stone Age. Okay? It's never different. Okay? Markets have cycles, like everybody else. Okay? But until you recognize that there's only so much money to be made, and of course, we've had Joe Meyer on here a couple of times, and he's an old all-time veteran. If we don't take care of our business, okay, and we get greedy, okay, and we think that we're smarter and we can outguess the market, where do we usually end up? We usually end up in a crapper, okay, because the markets are always right. The markets will do what the markets are going to do. But if we don't take care of our business, okay, then we end up whining and crying at a later date because we didn't take care of business. We didn't sell. We didn't hedge. We didn't take profits when we could have. We tried to squeeze the last dime out. And of course, all of a sudden, there was a collapse. If you remember this, markets are always driven by fear and greed. Okay? So, and greed, people buy, and then that greed quickly turns to fear, and they promptly get wiped out. And this is something that I'm warning now. Again, I'm not predicting the top of the market. I do believe the top is in, but I'm not predicting. I'm not telling you to sell everything. I'm telling you to dump. I'm telling you to take a look at your portfolio and start to clean it up a little bit. I'm saying start to put some things in proper order, okay? And again, whether it's you want to hedge and you do it with me and I'll teach you, or you just want to take care of it on your own, again, balance out your portfolio. If you have been participating in this market run-up, okay, then I assure you, you have certain stocks that are now way too big of a percentage of your overall portfolio. It has to be balanced. You know, I love to tell this story, and I've told it here before, but I'll tell it again. Larry Page from Google, I know it's about 10 years ago now, he sold a big block of Google stock. And everybody was concerned that Google was in trouble, and Larry Page simply came out and said the following. I am selling my stock because it's way too big a portion of my overall net worth. And if something goes wrong, I don't want to get wiped out. Okay? There's the owner of the company selling a number of shares of his stock, because he did not want to get wiped out. And that's why here at the Bubba Show, we always preach to you, have some diversification. Now, I don't know if anybody followed the story or if some of you are Bitcoiners, but we had another scam in the Bitcoin era. Another group goes under. Another group steals another $100 million. Okay? And that is always my warning to you, as a investor, as a speculator, don't put everything into one thing. I don't care how good you think it is, okay? One thing is never good enough, because you're betting everything on one thing, okay? Now, the problem with betting on one thing is more than twofold, okay? The problem is that if it starts to go against you, what do you do? Where do you get out, okay? Whereas if you have a basket of holdings and securities and different types of investments, then typically they're probably not going to go down at the same time. But people don't realize that. And of course, on TV every day, what do you see? Take all of your money and put it in the gold market. Now, again, I like gold. I'm a fan. Okay. But I don't think anybody should have any more than 10 or 15% of any one asset class. The only big asset that should ever be bigger than the rest of your portfolio in the business of your investing is your house, okay? And hopefully you get to the point where your house isn't that much bigger either, but you do need a place to live. So if you own a home, that will be typically your biggest single asset, but you're not using that as an investment. You're using that as a place to live. We talk about, well, we'll get our money back. It appreciates. That's correct. But you're paying for all that appreciation. Okay. You're paying for all the daily repairs. So at the end of the day, what did you really make on the house? And it doesn't matter because we all need a place to live. But typically, the house is the place that a lot of retirees, when they're ready to go, when they sell that house, that's where a lot of their money and liquid cash is tied up. And now they can use that to live a normal life. Now, of course, in today's world, not quite that easy anymore. Why? Because now we have interest rates that are in the toilet. So you can't just, you know, wouldn't it be nice to sell your house for $250,000, $300,000, whatever number it is, and put that in at 5%, okay? And put it in a bank at 5% and take your, you know, 10, 12, 15, 20,000, whatever it is, a year, and, you know, have that as spending money and tie that in with your pension or your Social Security. And all of a sudden, you're making a reasonable wage, and you can live the same life you're used to without having to touch the principal of your money. But if you don't do it that way, okay, then you end up finding out that there's problems out there. And of course, in today's world, we have done a lot of damage to the individual investor because of the Federal Reserve, because of the way the government is operating, because of the overall economy, because of the lack of admission that we're in lousy shape, everybody is being forced to put their money in the stock market. Now, I'm a big fan. Again, I'm a stock market guy. I love the stock market. I've been trading it for 36 years. And I am pretty much almost 100% invested. Okay, I do have gold and some other assets at home. But basically, you know, my biggest percentage is in the equity market because I know how to protect it and I know how to hedge it. So I don't have to worry about the day-to-day swings. But my point to you is that make sure that you have diversified your portfolio out. Don't sit there, and I've seen this happen many, many times. You know, many people are guilty of having too much Apple. Now, nothing wrong with Apple, but if you held it all the way through, it has not been a good year. And if it's too big of a percentage of your portfolio, guess what? You're hurting. So now you got to make a decision. And that's the thing you want to be able to avoid in life is that final decision of when do I sell? And at what point do I reach, as known in the trading business, the puke point? It is the puke point, the twilight zone. It's the puke zone, okay? So, again, I urge you just to look at your portfolio. I'm not telling you to have to sign up with me. Again, I'm telling you for your own good to look at your portfolio and make sure that you're balanced and make sure that you can overcome a problem because a problem will come. I can guarantee it. This is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. I'm going to tell you for the first time. On Wednesday, I'm having an ex-Fed worker in, and she's just wrote in a book, Fed Up, Danielle DiMartino Booth, and she's going to be exciting and a lot of fun, so make sure you catch Wednesday's show. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. You missed an episode, libertytalk.fm will get you all the downloads as well as the Sporting Edge. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. I'm going to step out of a break, and I will be right back after the break. The Bubba Show. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. It is Bubba. It is Friday. I'm happy for the weekend. But the weekend doesn't matter. I work anyways. Doesn't matter. But I do get to see my kid pitch this weekend, so that'll be exciting. But, you know, we have a lot of guests on the program. And pretty much the common theme that we always talk about is protection. Okay? You know, you have to defend yourself. You have to be ready for bad times. And one of the things that bothers me, you know, when we have the Federal Reserve involved, is it takes us away from preparation. It takes us away from the planning and the things that need to be done to operate your portfolio or to have somebody else operate it. But no matter which way it is, you should have an idea of what is going on with your portfolio, whether or not you're managing it or you're having somebody else manage it. You should know exactly what's going on in that portfolio, and you should know what they're doing for you so you can either say I like it or I don't like it, because we have a problem. And again, I'm not going to go in and talk about the economy and all the bad stuff because that doesn't matter. It changes all the time. Again, a good solid washout will make us stronger but it will wipe out some industries and some companies. But that's really the way that life has to be, because as you've heard the song, only the strong survive. And that's really what happens, is you have to be among it. You cannot continue to benefit off of phony money, because it eventually doesn't work. Because eventually, as Margaret Thatcher said, you run out of other people's money, or eventually the truth will win out and you'll find out the true problems that you have. And that, to me, becomes, you know, the bigger issue. And that's why I always talk so much about defending your portfolio. Your portfolio will take care of itself. If you've done a good job at investing and buying good companies at good prices, okay, then that will take care of itself. But if you're gambling there and you're doing things that you're not supposed to do, well, then you find out that you have a much bigger problem. And then you end up with a Twitter that you paid 50 for that's now 18, or a First Solar that was 300 and it's now 50. And anyone, again, I give you 1,000 examples, but this is not to give you examples. This is to say, you need to just look in the mirror and remember, it's your money. Okay. This is not a casino, and it's your money. Okay. Because who knows, when is the next Brexit going to be, and will the market recover from the next Brexit? Okay. You know, when is the next big fall coming, and will the markets recover? Well, I'll give you the answer. The answer is yes, we'll always recover. I'm not worried about recovery because I'm prepared for destruction. Okay. And that is something that, you know, I always like to edge and make sure people understand that you just have to be prepared for the worst. And if you're prepared, then it doesn't matter. You'll be ready. And if we get the best, then you'll be even in better shape. Okay. You know, I talk about this with farmers all the time and producers all the time about taking care of, you know, their costs and understanding their marketing plan and how to take care of business. And when we get away from the true basics, you know, when we get away from handling a normal budget, okay, now we cannot be the government, okay? We don't have the printing press. We don't have the taxpayers. You know, so you have to be diligent about how and where you spend your money. And the first thing I can tell everybody, and I don't care what age you are, is whatever you can afford to put away, you should put it away. And I'm not telling you to stretch and to starve yourself. What I'm saying is that, hey, you got a 50 extra 1 month, put 50 away. You got 100, put 100. You know, give up one beer a week, give up one Starbucks, whatever. Be prepared to put a little dough away, okay? So that when times are tough, you're not among those that are starving, okay? It becomes a much bigger problem over time when you don't take care of your own business, because business is business and we have to be prepared to handle it. And I'm always on the side of, hey, you know, keep investing, and the younger you are, the better you're going to be. You should be in a position by the time you're 55 or 60 to be ready to retire if that is your choice. Now, not everybody wants to retire. I don't want to retire. I'll die at a computer, you know, watching the market. But you should be prepared so that you can enjoy the fruits of your labor instead of being under the pressure. Okay. And those are things that create more problems when we're not prepared. Because again, you know, we've seen repetitive bad information, bad news, bad numbers, bad GDP, bad everything. Now, I think that my personal opinion is that we're using the wrong things to look at right now. But under any circumstance, it doesn't matter. Okay. I still don't see good information. You know, I see everything falling, which at the end of the day, it just means that people are making less money. And when people are making less money, they spend less, which slows down the economy. It's a perfectly natural theory. But, you know, if you take care of yourself, okay, then you're not going to fall among the masses. You're not going to be forced to panic on that next great sell-off, okay? But that only happens when you're using, they call it income, investing cost averaging, okay? Now, again, I'm not a big fan of that. I'm a big fan of a hedging. But again, I can't tell everybody what to do with their portfolio. I can't tell you what you should be doing. I can tell you to protect yourself. That I can tell you, and I will. Okay? I can also tell you to quit listening to all the crap that you hear spewed, either good or bad, because it's all, most of it's nonsense. Okay? I can tell you that, you know, the markets will collapse. I can tell you that I'm convinced that they will also rally back. Okay? So if you are over-involved or over-invested and you're playing with money you don't have, you're going to be one of the victims. Okay? This is what happens all the time, and there is always victims, okay? Because remember, there's always two sides to every trade. You know, somebody, if you're losing a lot of money, somebody's making a lot of money, okay? So if you take that to heart and realize that no matter what, money is money, and your life is your life, and you have to take care of it, okay? And there ain't nobody but you, okay? You know, we can think we've got backstops, but at the end of the day, okay, it comes down to you. When the ship is going down, it's every man for himself. And I urge you again, just to take a look at things. And again, I don't want to wreak fear or havoc on anybody's life. And I'm not worried about, you know, the collapse. What I'm worried about is that too many people that shouldn't be involved are too deeply involved. And what I'm worried about is that too many people are doing too much speculating on things that they're really not familiar with, and they're taking advice from jamokes like, you know, Goldman Sachs making an all-out sell call. Now, I don't disagree with their all-out sell call, but they have an agenda, in my opinion, and I have a problem with that. I have a problem when, you know, you saw a few days ago oil is going to 30, and of course, well, now it's back to 42 or 43, okay, because that is the way markets work. And when you start hearing the rattles of news, usually what you find out is that that they've already had the other side, and all they're trying to do is finish you off, and that becomes a bigger problem with me. See, I am a big advocate for the individual investor. I am a big advocate for what I call the underdog. I am a big advocate for the American farmer. And quite frankly, I'm tired of watching everybody get screwed. And it's my mission, if I choose to accept it, and I did, to help everybody improve their investing knowledge, their investing life, and make sure that if they, you know, pay attention, then they have a chance to survive and beat it out. Anyways, this is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horwitz, thank you so much for being here today. I appreciate you. Always love being here with you, sharing time. And I want everybody to have a great weekend. Make sure you catch the Sporting Edge tomorrow. And when you miss an episode, all you have to do is go to libertytalk.fm. and download The Bubba Show every day. In the meantime, have a great weekend, everybody. I appreciate who you are, what you do, and if you check out Bubba Trading, a lot of great articles out there for you, as well as some helpful pointers to help you get through it. We'll see you here on Monday. Have a great weekend, everybody. Thank you so much. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horwitz. We'll see you Monday. Have a great weekend. Thanks so much.
Revolutionary Talk for Revolutionary Times. Liberty Talk FM.